Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
He was preaching the Word of God. And Paul was not sick and afflicted, because if Paul had been weak and sick and afflicted, there's no way I can preach where you can have faith to be healed. Does that only make sense? If I'm preaching healing and I'm up here all sick and afflicted and everything and I ain't got no strength, who is going to believe I can preach and get healing if I can't get you healed, if I can't get myself healed? Well, let me tell you, I've learned something that's worked, and it's God's Word. And if it'll work for me, and it'll bring forth my grandbaby from the dead, it'll bring forth Kelly from the dead, you might say, and heal her back in school in 2.5 weeks. Kelly's doctor told her mother, and her mother never believed the miracles I used to tell my wife. I'd come in and say, honey, this, and maybe Dawn, she would be there to pick up Kelly or something, because my wife and daughter kept her since she was a tiny little baby. I'd say, honey, guess what Jesus did at work today? And I'd start telling her, Dawn would be sitting there listening, and I'd see her just roll her eyes. I thought, she don't believe me at all. And of course, after Kelly's miracle, she come over to my house, busted in my door. I mean, just walked right in. I'm on the phone, walked up, and she walked right up to me, and she said, Thurman, I'm going to tell you, I just come back from the doctor's office. And she said, I'm going to tell you, I used to not believe those miracles. They were so awesome. I said, I know, Dawn. I can see when you rolled your eyes, you didn't believe them. But she said, I just got back from the doctor's office, and the doctor said, Ms. Ringstaff, I'm going to tell you, if there's ever anybody don't believe in God, you need to introduce them to your daughter. He said, I've been a doctor a long time, and I have never seen a little child, not counting the head busted open halfway back up her skull, but never have I seen a little child come in here with two broken pelvics, crushed like hers was, walk short of 10 to 12 weeks with a walker. And when that little girl got up out of that hospital in 1 week, and when she was walking with a walker in 2 weeks, and 2.5 weeks she's back in school, throwed that thing away, and she's running and playing like she ain't never had nothing wrong with her, I'm going to tell you there's only one explanation for your baby, and it's God. He said, there's no other explanation. So Dawn said, I'll tell you what, Thurman, I used to never share Jesus in the workplace. But she said, I'm telling you, I will from this day forth. When you got a miracle living in your own home, the finest doctor told you that your baby is alive and well in 2.5 weeks when it should have taken at least 3 months for her to walk with a walker. And 2.5 weeks, she's running and playing. You know somebody prayed the prayer of faith for that baby. That God heard. Now, lots of people pray in the church, but we don't pray in faith. When we pray, and then somebody says, well, what do you think about that prayer? Well, I prayed for Sister So-and-so, and I sure hope she gets well. I'm not sure what God will do. You might as well have not prayed, because there was no faith in what you were doing. You were not calling upon the spiritual blessings that were yours as a daughter or a son of the King of the universe. When you call upon God, and you call upon Him mightily according to His Word, and quote His Word to Him, He shows up, and He produces miracles. He heals your 10-year-old baby's athlete's foot when you cast out that devil, doesn't He, Miss Jan? Yes, He does. Praise the King. I mean, can you imagine the audacity of a woman that would take her little 10-year-old girl and say, that thing in your feet's got to be a demon, and I'm going to cast that thing out, and I'm going to ask Jesus to heal you, and He's going to do it. Can you imagine a woman that even think about doing such a dumb thing as that? There's that one right there. And when she cast that demon out of her baby that night, she had 1.5-inch long crack in her foot, and she said the next morning that girl woke up foot like brand new. All because she cast out the demon and called upon the King and said, Lord, it's done because it's written in your word. And the King showed up for your baby, didn't he, Jan? Amen. Praise the King. I love it when God starts doing these things through others, because it shows, I'm no respecter of persons, he says. All you got to do is believe my word. Wow. Praise the King. Now then, We need to make sure that we tell everyone that these blessings can be theirs also if they will only make Jesus their Savior. Now, the majority of the church has never seen any of these mighty miracles, so they don't know how to receive them themselves, so it's difficult for them to tell others about Jesus. But when you begin to walk in this, when you begin to find out all these spiritual blessings are yours, and you begin to walk in this magnificent anointing that's yours, as a son or a daughter of the King, and you start seeing God do miracles, you need to tell others when they come to your house and say, "My goodness, Jan, what happened to your baby?" Well, so it's as simple as one of my spiritual blessings. I'm a daughter of the King, and I have authority to cast out demons and to heal the sick. What? We've been in church all of our life. We never heard that. Well, let me show it to you in the Word. Or somebody comes over that's not Christians, and your daughter's playing with their daughter, and say, "Well, Mama cast a demon out of me, and I got healed." They say, "What? What? Yeah, oh yeah, this is what's available when you come to Jesus." And they say, "Well, my daughter's got athlete's foot real bad." "Oh, no problem, come over here. I'll cast that demon out and Jesus will heal her." And so she comes over and she's got beat up feet. They're lost. They don't know Jesus. That's the best kind. You take a believer, has authority over the devil, you cast the devil out and lay hands on him, "I guarantee your baby be healed too." They wake up in the morning, they're back, "Would you tell me about this Jesus? I woke up this morning, my baby's completely healed. I need to know who this Jesus is." You want to lead people to Jesus. You start walking in the anointing of God, and you start praying for people that are lost, and you start seeing people getting healed, or their babies being healed, they will come knock down your door wanting to know how to come to know Jesus. It's easy to lead people to Christ on a regular basis. All you got to do is walk in love and do what the Lord says. Isn't it wonderful? Jesus does these wonderful things for you. Now then, another thing too that people need to know, whenever you start talking to them about Jesus, people will say, "Well, you know, I've been such a wicked sinner. I mean, I've been so bad, or I've done this." You need to take them to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And you need to start at verse 17. And you need to start telling them that, "Do you know that right now God is not even holding your sins against you as a lost person?" That's the truth, isn't it, J.C.? You know that scripture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 19, listen to what he says. In 2 Corinthians 5:19, "To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing or counting their trespasses against them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation." If God is not... In fact, I had a Spanish guy here several years ago. I was out there on the dock. We'd been loading some equipment and everything, and this guy sitting there was taking a break. It was in the hot summertime, and I'm sitting there talking to these two guys, and I said, "You guys know Jesus?" One of them said, "Oh yeah, I know the Lord." The other guy said, No. He said, "I don't know him." It was a Spanish guy, and he said, I've done too many bad things. God wouldn't have nothing to do with me." I said, "Oh, that's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:19 that says that God right now is not even holding your sins against you." He said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, He's not holding your sins against you at this point." I said, "Now then, as a believer, I have authority over the devil, and I'm going to command the devil to stop blinding your mind in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to ask you, knowing that Jesus is not even holding your sins against you at this point, and the devil's been blinding your mind, I'm commanding the devil to get his hands off of you. I said, how would you like to come to Jesus right now and get saved?" He said, "Man, I'd love it." I led that man right into the kingdom of God, sitting right there on the dock, and got that man saved. He said, "Thurman, you mean God is not even counting my sins against me?" I said, "Not yet." I said, "Now, if you die in your sins, He'll hold every one of them against you. When you stand before Him, if you haven't come to know Jesus, He'll remember every sin you've committed. But right now, He's not counting them against you because of Jesus." So you can bring anybody to the cross, and when you bring them to the cross, I don't care what you've done or how bad you've been, He'll bring you right in, and the blood of Jesus washes away all of their past sins. Is that good news? That's good news. And now then, he says, "Now then, you're my son, my daughter. Now you're supposed to straighten your act up and start walking holy before me." And that's the thing we fail to teach them. Let them go back out there in the world and keep sinning. No, the devil gets legal right, and boy, he'll come in to kill, steal, and to destroy. When you get all the sins washed away and the guy goes right back out there and starts sinning again, the devil says, now then, I have legal right to him and I'm going to come into him and he's going to torment you and that man's life's going to get bad. Really bad. So you need to teach them who they are, what their spiritual authority is, and that there's a devil out there that if they go back into their life of sin, the devil's going to come in to kill, steal, and to destroy. And you need to realize that. Because if you walk holy before God, the devil can't touch you. That's an awesome promise too in 1 John 5:18, isn't it? Awesome. That's another one of your spiritual blessings. Now then, we need to know all these things. We need to know what belongs to us and we need to act on it. Because in John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. But now without the Word of God, you can't know the truth because the truth is the Word of God. You know, we absolutely wonder in the church why so many bad things happen to us as Christians. First of all, we don't know what the Word says. Do you know the average Christian, and I'm not going to pin you down right now, but and the lady may be here that asked this question. If you are, I'm going to make this statement. We had a lady that yesterday wanted us to come to her home for healing. We told her, today's a healing school. Come to the healing school. Well, she didn't much want to take time. First question was, how long is it? Well, 3 to 4 hours. Oh, 3 to 4 hours. There's no way I could sit through a class of 3 to 4 hours. I told Wendell when he told me that, I said, by the way, tell her there's a 500-question test at the end. And you must make 100% to get healed. I mean, you go to college and you get all those long tests. You know, and you have to make a passing grade. So why does God not require that? All He asks you to do is come, hear His Word, believe Him, and He will heal you. It's a promise from God. Repent of your sins. Promise Him you'll walk holy before Him, and He will heal you. Guess who is not the healer? Me. I am not the healer. I'm just a messenger. But I teach you the message. And the message I teach from God's Word, if you'll be obedient to it and do what it says, He will heal you. And He will heal you every time. We've had many, many wonderful healings come out of this healing school over the last 4 years. Many.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'll contact us on the web, at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.